And she wouldn't yield on it, but I figured if I got Dad on my side and if I took up golf, then I could spend time with him as well. And I just thought to myself, you know, how hard can it be? I'll just learn golf, and I'll be right back out there, no problem. So he was very thrilled that I wanted to play, and he got me a little set of clubs, and he got me some golf lessons, and off I went. And I soon discovered, pretty much psychologically unsuited for the sport of golf. He was sort of calm, and he was restrained. He was patient. He was thoughtful. He didn't lose his temper. All the things that I did, and I was trying so hard to be a good golfer that, of course, all you do is you get worse. And especially if you're trying to play with, you know, in the same, you know, sort of level as your old man, which was impossible. So I think I ruined a lot of Sundays for him, and I regret that. But I kept playing on and off, and I played through high school with some buddies of mine, and they were the ones who, and then my, I should say, right after that, I sort of bagged it, and I think it was my senior year at the University of Florida. I just said, you know, this is not for me. I can't do this anymore, and I quit. And just actually a few months later, my father passed away kind of suddenly, and that really extinguished any desire I had to play golf again. And for 32 years more, I was pretty content not playing golf. Never thought about playing golf. Generally, I could drive by a golf course with no problems at all, and I could see them out there chasing the ball around. And I didn't have any twinge, any remorse, any longing whatsoever. And then some friends of mine, the same guys from high school, had sort of nagging me to pick up the game again. I'd sort of reconnected with them, and I lived in the Keys for many years, down in the Florida Keys, and I moved up to the central part of the state. And my previous pastime of saltwater fly fishing was not really available to me what I wanted to do there. And so I had some spare time, and they saw this, and of course they moved in that predatory way that friends do. Said, "Yo, why don't you come out and play?" I said, no. And then finally one day I just succumbed, and it was the guy who was building my house, and I figured, first of all, he's an old friend. Second of all, I got to be nice to him. He could leave the plumbing out of one of the bathrooms. He could rig the water heater so it blows the roof off. I saw that on one of those Discovery Channel shows. I had all these thoughts. I thought, well, I'll play 9 holes with him, and he'll get off my back. So you know how it goes. You go out, and I used his clubs, and I played 9 holes, and I didn't play horribly. I thought it would just be a bloodbath, and it wasn't. And I hit a couple good shots, which, you know, I should have stopped right then and there and just walked off the course. But I convinced myself, and this is part of sort of the middle-aged male ego and part universal vanity, that this isn't so hard. I could do this again. Because the friends kept saying, you know, the technology is so different now. It's so much easier to play golf than it was when you were 17, 18 years old. I said, yeah, it's always easier to do things in your 50s than it was when you're 18 and 19 and you go out, isn't it? Ask any guy. Yeah, it's a lot easier. Everything comes easier. No problem. So then I got hooked by this experience, and I went out to this, I grabbed my stepson. I said, I guess I got to get my own golf clubs. Let's go. And I didn't want to make a big investment, because I figure once I make a big investment, I'm stuck. I wanted to buy some cheap clubs that I could walk away on a moment's notice and not feel too guilty about. So I take them to this secondhand store, and I go in, and I don't even recognize the equipment. It doesn't look like anything that I ever used in golf. And the drivers are like gigantic. It looked like something out of Star Wars. So I looked around, and the first name that I see that I actually recognize from the old days is on a set of clubs. It says Jack Nicklaus. I said, I'll take those. And I mean, I was pretty sure about Jack Nicklaus that much. So I dragged this set of used clubs up to the cash register, and I said, can I ask you something? Well, these things, do they fit me? Because, you know, when I quit, you just bought clubs. You didn't get fitted. Now that you get fitted like you do for clothes, and they put you on these machines, they take your picture, they measure your launch angle, everything. And I just said, well, you think these will fit? He said, oh, that'll be perfect. So I take the clubs, and I take them out to the driving range, and I start hitting, and it's just terrible. I mean, it feels like I'm swinging like a noodle. It's horrible. And then,